At the MapShots Customer Conference, I'm visiting with Josh Skanderup with Raven. And Josh, first of all, tell me what you do for the company.
Yeah, I'm a product manager for the Slingshot product line at Raven, and I've been doing that for the last couple of years.
Well, I know people know Slingshot, but let's just first tell me what Slingshot is in case there's somebody listening that does not know.
Sure. So Slingshot is really a strategy that Raven's had over several years now to change how we interact with our hardware and data. So Slingshot brings the connectivity to our field equipment and also facilitates the transfer of data back to a centralized portal. And then through APIs with companies like MapShots, we can distribute that data and get it into software that companies use on their own. We also do RTK over our Slingshot platform, which might be a little bit disconnected from the data, but utilizes the same infrastructure.
Well, you mentioned MapShots. We're at their customer conference. Tell me about the relationship Raven has with this company, and I'm assuming with really their main product right now, Ag Studio.
Yeah, we've been around MapShots kind of in the same circles for a long time and really admired what MapShots does. One of the great things about MapShots is how customer-friendly and easy to use it is compared to some of the other systems out there. So we've really wanted to work with them for quite a while. And just recently, we've been able to collaborate and do some work with our API to facilitate the transfer of prescription maps. So it's kind of our first foray into integration with MapShots. I think it's just the start. As we've been talking, we've identified a lot of places we can go with this. So we're really excited about how this is shaping up.
What on your presentation here, what are you talking about?
So today I'm going to be talking about Slingshot and giving a brief overview of what that is. But I'm also going to be talking about our harvest products, specifically our new yield monitoring system, as well as our U-Harvest solution that we worked with Unverfirth on, which is a tablet-based scale management system.
Okay. Well, we're about to hopefully start a new planting season here very soon. Tell us what the customer out there should be thinking about in terms of getting ready and especially working with Raven.
Well, I guess the joke in the industry is everything you can do adds 10 bushels. Well, so in light of what I'm going to talk about today with the harvest controls, how do you know if it worked is kind of what I'm going to be focusing on. So I think as we go into planting, there's probably going to be some multi-hybrid strategies. There's going to be a lot of precision practices that are implemented. And I think what we really got to pay attention to is, can you measure if they've been successful or not? And you're going to need accurate data, not only from your planting and your fertilizer and chemical applications throughout the year, but you're going to actually need to ground truth that with your yield data. So I think for this upcoming year, I think we really got to pay attention to, can we actually prove that what we're doing makes a difference?
In light of doing that, even though we might be talking about the current year here, can you just make a comment? I heard something I overheard here about how important it is to retain that data from a previous year or years to use when you're doing an analysis of how things have worked for you. I just sounds like maybe sometimes that's overlooked by a lot of growers out there.
Yeah, I think it probably is. So coming back to yield and using that as an example, what we've found is a lot of the factory yield monitoring systems are horribly inaccurate, and they probably have some value in that they're relatively accurate to themselves. So you can see a contour over a field and how the yield was distributed, and you can post-calibrate it and adjust it up. So it's not that it's totally useless, but you gotta ask if what you did during that year you expected to contribute X percent, and the variance and the error in your data from your yield varies by a similar amount or more, you really can't measure it. And to tack on to that multi-year concept, well, any one year on a practice probably isn't a good indication. So you really need multiple locations and multiple years to understand if what you're doing makes a difference, because, of course, weather is going to influence that the most. So it doesn't matter what you do if the weather doesn't cooperate. So you need your multi-year analysis to understand it.
The number one most important factor, and the one you can't control. At least we can't control it right now.
I've heard there's companies working on it.
Yes, we hear about that, and we'll hope that maybe somehow that could be done over somebody's field, let's say. That'd be kind of interesting. Well, I guess just finally, anything you might say in conclusion here about you know, the work that Raven's doing, continuing to develop new products and services and build on the system you've got?
Yeah, so most people probably know Raven for being strong in the application markets, and definitely we are, and so we've put a lot of focus there. But as a company, we've also switched gears over the last few years to have a full year solutions, so right from planting to harvest. So we also have seeder controls, planter controls. We just announced a collaboration with Kinze. We're going to be providing technology for their new multi-hybrid planting system. So we're very excited about that. We believe we can really do a good job at that as well. And of course, the yield controls, which should not be something that we're probably typically known for. But especially where the data is concerned, it's nice if you can have a consistent platform throughout the whole year. So it's exciting.
Just speaking, since you mentioned the Kinze, that announcement was, I think, in December last year, if I'm correct. So it's a new collaboration. Is that something that's going to be starting in this season?
I believe so. Yeah. Don't quote me on this one. I'll have to check on when that actually is releasing. But it's collaboration that's been ongoing for quite a while and just formally been announced. And I think probably what brought it about was we developed a multi-hybrid system on a split row planter. Mm-hmm. And anecdotally, there was lots of evidence to suggest that multi-hybrid variable rate planting would make a difference on yield. So we built one and did some studies with the university and determined that, yes, it does make a difference. And once that concept was kind of proven and accepted, Kinze became excited about that as well and saw Raven as a technology partner that could help. So that was the roadmap to the Kinze project.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. Appreciate the time to visit here at this MapShots Customer Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.